Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one, the lucky dip today, comes from Denise, who says, I'm retired and exercise and train triathlon. I am classic style with a bob. I currently wear leggings or stretch pants and long legs with a top that's wicked. I get very salty hair from my workouts, and I'm trying to develop a style where I don't need to change more than once a day. Sometimes I might do a hard bike ride for, say, 2 hours, then meet someone for lunch, then go for a swim in the afternoon. Now, I think you're probably expecting too much of your clothes if you don't want to get, you're doing that level of exercise and you don't want to get changed. I mean, plus you can't wear, probably you don't want to wear your leggings in the swimming pool, so you're going to have to get changed for that anyway. And one would think if you've done a 2 hour bike ride, you probably need to have a shower because you've sweated some. So I think this is where we can dress up. If we've done very light exercise or something, you can dress up your yoga wear or whatever, sort of your exercise clothes, to make them a little bit more stylish. But I would say that I think your expectations are too high, that you can wear your exercise clothes all day, not smell. Also, to other people, remember that, you know, you may not smell it, but other people may smell it. And that you might need to get changed into something else. And it doesn't mean you can't have very practical style, but it's just really thinking about, well, those clothes are made for exercise, and then you need to put on something else to go about the rest of your day. And when you're going for a swim, you've got to get into your bathers anyway, so it doesn't really matter what you're wearing before you go for a swim. Sorry, I can't solve that with the magic outfit that does everything for you, but I don't believe there is one. Next question comes from Alison, who says, I don't have a sense of what looks good on me. I also have sensory sensitivities, particularly to the feel of fabric and tightness. I've been studying colour theory and personality style. My biggest issues are trying to put all of this together while still having functional, practical and comfortable style for my lifestyle, which relies on layers and outfits suitable for a casual, outdoorsy lifestyle. Well, one of the great things about your lifestyle is it's not like you need to be wearing particularly formal clothing, which tends to be more constrictive or more woven, less stretch. It means that everything you wear can have some stretch or looseness to it, which is going to add that comfort to you. I would suggest, A, knowing which fabrics are okay with your sensory sensitivity. So it might be that you say, I'm okay to wear cotton and bamboo and, you know, like whatever list of fabrics you have that work for you. And then just go, if it's got, there might be some fibers that you find kind of irritate your skin, and knowing that when you're looking at clothes, you absolutely steer away from those ones. Then I would suggest that as you kind of go about your day, at the end of each day, just have a little mental note about how you felt in your outfit. Often we just don't take the time to do this. So have we noticed if we've been tugging on or pulling at our clothes? Have we noticed if something's riding up or swishing around? And that's kind of annoyed us, because those things can tell us something about either the style of clothing or that just particular garment. Maybe that there's something about that that annoys you, that you can go, maybe this thing has to go, it's not working for me. Or maybe I need an alteration or something or other that's going to make the garment work better for me. And then as far as, so knowing the kind of sensory aspects, I think, is really important. And then it's a matter of getting those sorts of clothes in the right sort of colours, understanding that personality element, which you say you've been studying. So understanding that maybe you've got a relaxed sort of lifestyle, what actually works for you, what kind of details, what kind of other aspects work for you. Because without knowing your personality, I can't give you any tips. But it is kind of this, it's layering those different elements of style up to figure out what it is that it is working for you and what doesn't work for you. Often the more we can become a bit more conscious about what doesn't work and what does work, then we can start applying that to our style in a more conscious way that allows you to actually go, well, I like this style and I like my personality, likes these details, my color, you know, coloring requires these sorts of colors. And then we can just start to put it together and we can start looking for the pieces that you know will work for you and all your kind of the activities and also your sensory sensitivities. It is a process, and don't assume that you will learn style overnight. Style is really quite a complex science. It takes some time, takes some education, and it takes some practice. And now you're going to practice every day because you have to get dressed. But if you do that in a little bit more conscious way, and at the end of the day, just notice how you are feeling in those clothes, then that can also be really helpful. And of course, taking outfit photos as well, that's going to help you start to hone your eye to see what is working and what isn't working. When you compare the photos, you know, get a week's worth of outfit photos and compare them to each other, you'll also start to see which shapes and styles work for you and the colours and the contrast and all those things as well. But that also does take time and practice. And I know that all the wonderful women in my Seven Steps to Style program and my Evolve Your Style program will say, like, you know, the great feedback too that they get really helps them to understand how they can improve no matter what their style is. So there's no one right way. You've got to work out what works for you and what makes you feel comfortable, happy and stylish. Last question today comes from Janice, who says, with age, I've shrunk and my waist has expanded and I can't wear heels. I love wearing skirts and dresses, but I'm having difficulty choosing patterns and styles for the dress, which doesn't overwhelm me or shorten me because I'm petite. I am a sewer. So I would say the first thing is figure out what is your current body shape. So if your waist has expanded, maybe you've gone from being, you know, a more waisted shape to a less waisted shape. So I would say do my body shape calculator quiz and find out what is your current body shape. This is then going to give you the idea you'll get of what is the shape on style of dress to choose. So I would suggest, you know, this is going to give you a silhouette. So if you've got a more rounded or O shape, then maybe a something straight, something fairly shift and straight up and down works really well. That also works for an H shape, also works for an H shape. So something that's more straight up and down. And then saying, okay, well, if I am petite and I have shorter legs, then I need to have the length of the dress needs to come to just above the knees rather than below the knees. And this is, means it won't overwhelm me. And then also looking at things like, what is the pattern? If I'm going for pattern fabrics, if I'm petite, I don't want really big patterns. I want small patterns. So a small, busy pattern is always going to be a much more flattering pattern than a large one on you. That's going to start to overwhelm you really easily. And then, of course, looking for things that might make the dress more comfortable, such as having some stretch and things like that in the fabric. So we want to put all those things together. So I'd say, without knowing your body shape, what it is now. And this is where, when our shape changes, we have to often go back. It's like going back to the beginning and having to be the student again and relearn what works for us. And it can take some time as well to kind of get these changes because we've had a habit of going for certain styles and shapes our whole life. And so when we have to adapt that, we can often feel like there's something wrong with us or nothing looks good anymore, when it's really just, I have to learn to dress in a new way and for the body I have today. So do have a look at those things, of course, because this is where, and if you, you know, if you're really unsure, this is where having an image consultation of some sort is really useful, because it will save you a lot of time and energy trying to figure this stuff out for yourself too. So thank you for your questions. I hope you all have a lovely rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.